Welcome to the Bench Talk. We're going to talk about gratefulness, surprisingly. And we got... I'm Calvin, as you know me. I'm your classmate. Who are you, guys? Just introduce yourself so we know who we're listening to.
Yeah, I'm Sophie, and yeah, the class know me too.
Okay, cool. So... do you want to start or should I start?
Yeah, you can start.
Okay, I can start. So, we're going to talk about gratefulness or gratitude. And the thing is that it's surprisingly effective. I watched like a video that like summarized a lot of studies on this topic and basically showed that gratefulness is very effective when it comes to not achieving happiness. Happiness isn't something you can achieve, but being a bit more happy in your life in general. And I think the reason for that is just that you see how good you actually have it and how happy you should be, and your brain kind of responds to that in a way, oh yeah, I see, I should be happy, why am I not happy? And then you get a little bit more happy. I guess we could start out with you just asking the question that's like in the room: what are you grateful for right now?
I'm grateful about that I can sit here. And I told yesterday with my grandma, and yeah, she told me she is very gratefulness with all what she had in the past. So she can run, and yeah, it was easier in the past. So, and now she's old and she is grateful for that, what she had now and what she had then.
Yeah, I think there are some problems with like a gratefulness. Well, not problems, but rather kind of imperfections. The thing is that first of all, like, how do you start being grateful? It's kind of difficult. Like when I try to force myself to be grateful, it feels really awkward, and I'm not really grateful. I'm just saying that I should be grateful, and I'm telling myself, oh, you should be grateful for this, but really I'm just telling myself over and over again, but it doesn't really click. It doesn't, like, the switch isn't, oh yeah, now you're happy. But I think it's something you can learn, especially when you focus on your emotions and your inner workings. But what I've been grateful for, and truly grateful for, not just for the sake of this podcast, is the weather, because I felt like in the last years that snow was a really rare thing, especially snow that lasts for more than 2 hours. So I was really, really happy and grateful for the weather and the snow that fell.
Oh yeah.
And it was so soft, I was kind of amazed about how soft it was, and I ranted probably about 10 minutes about how soft the snow is.
Yeah, it's so amazing, and it's so beautiful with the snow and when the sun shines, and yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, but you probably have a list, because I told you to do a list, let's be honest here, and let's just tell me about what's next on the list for you.
Yeah, what is gratefulness? So gratefulness for the most people is an emotion. So I read very often that's like emotion, because you can feel it. So, and you are happy now, and you are not so depressive, and thankful is a very, very good thing for the life. But you say that you must learn to be grateful, or to feel that really, because I think you are in a day very much grateful, but you can't feel it really.
Yeah, I know what you're where you're coming from. Yeah, gratefulness, I think, can be, it's obviously an emotion, feeling, I think a feeling works better, but if done properly, I'm gonna say, it can be kind of an approach to life, like how you react to things, because if done, I don't know if it even works that way, that you can, because I'd like to do it that way, because that's how I approach things. That's how I do it, with like consciousness, and you try to think about really that you should be grateful and do it in a very conscious way, and not just let it happen when it happens. Like when I get angry, I ask myself why I'm angry, and then I usually stop being angry, and that doesn't work with gratefulness for me, you know, weirdly, because that usually works even with sadness or anything, but gratefulness is kind of hard. And I also think that if you're like, let's say, average, if you're on the average happy line, gratefulness works really well. But if you're pretty miserable, gratefulness won't bring you out of that misery, because like if you have depression, just being grateful for things, you probably couldn't even do that. You couldn't even start being grateful. You would have to start with smaller steps. Like if you're actually, it's kind of like a towel. A towel can clean your window, but it can't fix a broken window. You know what I mean? Like it can make it a little nicer, but if it's already broken, you need to fix it, and then you can start being grateful. At least that's what I think. But I have no clue. I'm not not a psychologist or something. That's just how I figured after watching like 200 essays and stuff.
Yeah, and sorry.
No. Go ahead.
Okay, and I think in the day we hear more of the bad emotion. Can I say that? So you're angry, or I don't know, or the window is broken at the morning, and we see more the bad things as the good, and when we start to focus on the good things, we are more thankful.
Yeah, but so I think you shouldn't look away from the bad things, but I think that's like the key with that's like the whole point of gratefulness is with most things. If you have a problem, you're angry, it's obvious that you're angry, and you're gonna show it, you're gonna talk about that you're angry, because you want your bad emotions to be fixed, you want to talk about it, you want it to people to see, because if people see, especially if it's like a social problem, there's a way to be fixed. But if you're happy, there's no need to fix things, and there's no need to talk about it.
Yeah,
but gratefulness makes you kind of aware of the parts that you should be happy about. And it really shows, because we're, I think we're naturally kind of pessimistic, and we already see all the bad stuff, and gratefulness makes you see the good stuff as well. And I think that's very good. You shouldn't like close your eyes from all the bad stuff. You should just see it all, the whole picture.
Yeah. I think you say the main point. So that we must look at everything and not at the bad things or at the good, because it gives bad things in the life or in the world. And I think we can't close the eye when we don't want to see that.
Yeah. So I guess we could finish it off by saying that you should see all colors, because life is colorful. So, yeah. Do you have anything to add to that? Yes, no, maybe? Okay.
No.
You don't have anything to add? No, I'm actually done, and we're probably over our time a bit. but that's I don't think that's a problem. So yeah, thanks for thanks for coming to our talk. It was really nice.
Thanks, you too.
I'll maybe have like a guest appearance in the talk of Connor. We'll see. So yeah. Bye.
Bye.